Hi, I'm Robert McFerrin, and welcome to the 21 News Podcast. Joining me today is Scott Button. He's the general chairman of the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen. So yesterday, something significant happened in Atlanta. Mr. Button, you want to tell us what took place?
Sure. The BLET, the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen, as well as the FRA, Norfolk Southern, and another labor union joined forces to create join what's called a C3RS or Confidential Close Call Reporting System. What this is, it's a safety system that allows NS's employees and my members to report safety conditions or close calls in complete confidentiality without fear of retribution or discipline by the railroad. It's a system that's administered by NASA, and they collect the data and investigate the incident and then send it down to a local committee to act on whatever's contained in that report.
So after East Palestine, we all know the need for, you know, the ability for your workers to be able to report things, you know, that they see, hear, or may know about. And what does this, what is the significance of this new bill that was signed, or the new pilot program that they entered into? Why is this agreement important?
Well, it's important, especially since East Palestine, because now employees that have safety concerns or issues with the railroad, they can report these issues without fear of retribution or discipline. And hopefully, because the system is completely confidential, we'll be able to capture safety data going forward that we didn't possess last year or prior to East Palestine. So it'll be a system that will hopefully make the railroad a safer workplace for the employees and our members, and also safer for the general public. This program affects anybody who's within earshot of a train whistle. And it will make railroading safer. And we're hoping that this pilot program is a huge success. And with it, what we've done is created a template that the other Class I railroads can use, and hopefully they will join the program as well.
And Norfolk Southern is the first of the big six Class I railroad haulers in the U.S. to enter into this agreement. Now, they had stated after the derailment they were going to enter into it, but it did take them over a year. Any ideas why that there was such a delay?
Well, the delay is when you put this system on a property, there are many stakeholders involved, and we had to negotiate the agreement that would put the guardrails in this system to ensure that it worked the way that we wanted it to protect our membership and to protect the carrier. And it's a multi-layered approach because you're dealing with a lot of government agencies as well, the FRA, NASA, and then Norfolk Southern, the two labor unions. Whenever you have the government involved in something, it kind of slows it down a little bit. So we've been working diligently on it for at least 8 months, and we spent many hours on it, and I'm completely invested in this thing. And we wanted to make sure that we got it right because it is a pilot, and the good thing about it being a pilot is in a year, we can tweak it and then hopefully send it out system-wide.
And being a pilot program, can you tell us what that means and where it's being used?
Yes, it's going to be a pilot program for 12 months at three locations: Elkhart, Indiana; Atlanta, Georgia; and Roanoke, Virginia. And employees at those locations can use the system to report safety incidents, close calls, or reports. They can report anything as far as safety goes. And locally, there'll be a committee on each location where the pilot is, And those local committees can adjust those, address those safety conditions, and you know, hopefully make it a safer, more efficient railroad.
And like in East Palestine, it was, you know, a hot box detector that detected the issue that was not, but it didn't catch it in time to stop the derailment. Are these the type of things that this system will help with?
It very well could, yes. You know, Rob, to be honest with you, over the years, we haven't been able to catch. There's a lot that happens on the railroad that we don't know about. This system is an avenue for us to learn about those things on the railroad that we haven't heard about before and that we can address, because, you know, now there won't be any fear of retribution or discipline for folks to report those issues.
And you said this is going through NASA. Can you give us a little bit of the background of why this is going through NASA?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. When we first started this, the discussions here, I had no idea that NASA actually had a rail division. But NASA administers the program. So if, when an employee has a report to make, they do it through the NASA website. NASA has a portal set up just for this program. NASA collects the data. They'll call the employee back if they need to and ask them questions. And then what they do is they de-identify the whole report and then send it down to the local teams at the pilot locations for them to address.
It's very interesting. So it in is. This, with, do you think the other Class 1 railroad will also join and follow suit with this pilot program now off the ground?
I think that if it works as intended, then I would hope that the other Class 1s would join in, because it'll be great for their employees and it'll be good for the railroad operations.
And do you think this could potentially prevent another East Palestine from happening?
I think it could, yes. And that's our intention. You know, my members don't want to be associated with anything like East Palestine. You know, that was a terrible thing. There were three employees on the head end of that train, and, you know, it could have been worse than what it was. And we want to avoid that at all costs in the future. And we're hoping that this system will play a role in avoiding incidents such as East Palestine.
And as far as the workers themselves, are they happy that that this has been signed and now in place and being tested?
Yes, they are, because, you know, now they can step up and do the right thing without fear of being disciplined by the carrier. Now, it isn't actually up and running yet. It will be next month. We had to sign in yesterday. We have to do some training between now, and I think we're going to launch it on March 19th, but it will be up and running very soon.
That's very good news. As we know, you know, like half of the U.S. population lives within 2 miles of a Class 1 railroad. So this impacts a lot of people, and a lot of people have an interest in, you know, obviously rail safety. And it's a good first step, it sounds like.
It is. And, you know, like I said before, anyone who's within earshot of a train whistle, this program affects them. And It's good for NS, it's good for the employees, and it's even better for the general public.
Fantastic. Anything else you'd like to add?
I'd just like to say that, I'd like to commend Norfolk Southern. They deserve some credit, because they came to the table, and we were able to put this together through the leadership of Alan Shaw. And he's trying to change the railroad to make it a safer railroad altogether, so that we can meet our customers' needs, keep the public safe, keep our employees safe. And, you know, you can run a safe railroad and still make a lot of money. So that's our goal.
Perfect. That's very good news. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Rob.